Hello,
I am Mike.
And I am Adrian.
And we are young doctors from the Philippines.
If this is your first time to join us, we talk about anything related to pre-med, med proper, clerkship, internship, PLE, USMLE, and beyond.
Welcome to The Better Pill, your weekly prescription of tips and insights to become better students,
better interns,
and better doctors. What's up, better doctors?
What's up, better doctors? Bro, kamusta?
Okay lang bro, ikaw, kamusta?
Okay naman. Sorry guys, medyo late na upload yung episode namin this week. Ang dami kasing ganap, but of course, we really take time, no? To record every week for you guys. Kasi may time talaga kami every week para lang sa inyo.
Siyempre, and kailangan may quality yung recording, so hindi lang bara-bara.
Yes, kaya kailangan natin mag-research, of course, and to prepare talaga, bro, no?
Brainstorm, yes. Diba?
Exactly. At saka, nakakatuwa din, bro, kasi dumadami na yung followers natin sa Spotify, dumadami din yung nag-message sa atin sa Facebook, and positive yung response, bro, no? Kaya, na nakakatuwa rin na at least, no, may impact tayo, bro, kahit gaano man kaliit yung impact na yon, at least meron, bro, diba?
Tama, bro, no? So, pwede rin kayo mag-email kung uso pa sa inyo yung email. Usually, sa Facebook, bro, no? Yung mga messages natin.
Or, pwede din kayo mag-snail mail kung uso pa sa inyo yung snail.
Pwede naman, bro.
Well, anyways, bro, ano yung topic natin today, bro?
Bro, ang topic natin ngayon, super relevant siya ngayon. Kasi, dahil sa online setup, may mga nagsasabi sa atin na parang mahirap mag-focus.
Exactly. At saka, kung dati bro, na hindi tayo online, no, ang hirap na nga mag-focus, how much more ngayon bro, na mas parang yung distraction bro, right in front of you. Right? Parang it's just
yes,
a
bro.
Click away.
Kasi yung environment ngayon, iba eh. Bago eh. Diba usually pag classroom, kasama mo yung mga kaklase mo, nakikita mo sila. Ito, you're on your own. So, kailangan talaga ng focus, bro. Kaya magandang topic.
Tsaka, bro, walang professor na nakatingin sa'yo, no? So, tsaka hindi naman all the time naka-on-cam, bro. Minsan, okay lang off-cam, di ba? Kaya, yun nga, yung focus talaga, it's, I don't know, baka kung nahirapan tayo dati, how much more ngayon, di ba?
So, yes, bro, sa situation ngayon.
Nag-brainstorm kami ni Bro Sibs based on our experience, no, ano ba yung mga nagawa namin before, yung mga effective na strategies to achieve focus, no, to maintain focus habang nag-aaral, especially in med school, even sa board, sa mga exams, di ba bro?
Yes bro, kasi yung focus bro talaga ano siya, multifactorial eh. So yung na-brainstorm natin, ano lang natin yan, parang based sa experience natin dalawa. So marami pa yan bro, panigurado ako.
But yeah, but itong lima na na-brainstorm natin, ito yung para sa atin pinaka-effective na nag-work talaga for the both of us. Di ba bro?
Yes bro, feeling ko majority can relate sa mga topics natin ngayon sa episode
yes.
na to.
Kaya wag na nating patagalin pa bro. Let's start with tip number one.
So tip number one bro, diba? Limit your social media usage. Actually bro, no? Ito yung ano, the problem with social media. We are unaware during our social media use. Minsan hindi mo na mamonitor na naka 1 hour ka na, naka 30 minutes ka na. Tsaka bro, looking back sa med school, I think it was one of my major factor kung bakit ako nag-struggle throughout my med school.
Dahil sa social media usage, bro, no?
Yes, bro. Kasi bro, kunyari bro, sa case natin, yung class natin, nakadikit sa Facebook, lahat ng announcements, lahat ng mga activities nasa Facebook. Tapos once in a while, nag-sidestep ako, titingin ako ng mga post ng iba. Tapos hindi ko napapansin bro na, nako, 1 hour na pala akong nag-Facebook. Tapos hindi ko pa na-download yung pinapa-download sa akin.
Yes, ako agree. very relatable yung sinabi mo, bro. And that's because social media, bro, is designed to be addictive. Sort of, no?
Kasi exactly, bro.
Ang dami mong nakikita, scroll ka ng scroll, parang there's something new. Okay. Parang yung brain natin, gusto palagi may something new. Kaya scroll tayo, yes, ng bro. Scroll. Super hindi na natin bro, kasi na namamalayan na, hala, naka 1 hour, minsan 2 hours, 3 hours bro. Na tayo.
Kasi bro, diba, ang social media, designed talaga siya para maging addicting, para yung mga ads nila, mapanood natin. Tsaka bro, yes. Every time we click, every time we share, every time we watch something, they collect data from us and they sell it to other companies. So ang pinakakailangan gawin ng mga social media companies is to make it addicting and mm-hmm. engaging sa atin.
Yes. The ads, bro, very targeted, no? Kanina, I was searching for, kasi gusto kong bumili ng parang home gym, bro, yung power, parang squat rack. So, nag-search lang ako nun, bro. Tapos, maya-maya, lahat ng ads ko sa Facebook, ganun na. It's all about gym equipment, etc. Puro gym equipment. So, the ads are very targeted na ngayon kung anong interest mo. Kasi yun nga, sinabi mo na parang yung activity natin is parang recorded, no? Tsaka yun nga, sinabi mo, they sell it to companies. So, ako bro, nung before I started med school, I really wanted to do away with Facebook. Gusto ko mag-deactivate, delete na. But then, yun nga, hindi nga pwede because medyo tied up yung social media sa announcements, mga activities sa school, sa med school. So, hindi rin talaga pwedeng wala kang account. You really have to maintain an account.
Actually bro, plan ko rin dati. Pero ang bala ko lang yung chat. Pero kung chat ka lang, hindi mo makikita yung mga announcements. So, problema rin talaga bro. Kailangan mo talagang buksan yung Facebook talaga. Yeah. Hindi lang yung chat.
We have no choice but really just to discipline ourselves. No? Just limit. Pwede naman maging aware bro eh. Pwede mong i-limit yung social media usage mo to just 30 minutes to an hour or check mo lang yung Facebook mo if you just want to check announcements, school activities, etc. So, but the point is, we just really have to limit. Hindi naman totally eradicate our social media apps. Just limit, no?
Tama ka bro, yung awareness talaga importante. Actually bro, may mga apps na hindi ko sure kung may libre eh, na malalaman mo yung usage mo sa website. Kasi if you are aware na usually you spend 2 hours or 3 hours per day pag ginamit mo yung term na awareness, magkakaroon ka ng urge na dapat i-limit ko na. Kasi based sa analytics ko, I use 2 hours per day.
Yeah. And there's also this Chrome extension I use, bro. It's called Newsfeed Eradicator. So, pag in-enable mo siya, walang lalabas sa newsfeed mo, just a motivational quote. So, wala kang makikita.
Ano yun, so, bro? Sa Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. Chrome extension siya.
Libre yun, bro? Libre?
Yeah, of course. Newsfeed Eradicator. Mm. So, yun yung gamit ko before. Until now, actually. Para iwas scroll-scroll sa Facebook. And to be more productive, no? Anyway, so yun.
Ako naman bro, may ginagamit akong paid app na hindi ko lang sasabihin. Binablock niyo yung kahit anong website. Mawa, sabihin ko, gusto ko 2 hours lang ako. After 2 hours, mag-block na siya ng social media.
There's also this app sa Mac. Free lang siya. Na yun, parang binablocklist niya yung mga apps. Binablock niya yung mga websites na gusto mo. And then you can also set the time kung gaano katagal. Forgot the name but I look for it then we'll put the... Yung lahat ng mga nabanggit na lang natin.
Yan ba yung ano bro? Yung parang black yung logo?
Yes, na may skull. Lagay na lang natin lahat sa description box bro.
Nasira kasi yung MacBook ko eh, kaya nakalimutan.
So that's tip number one, no? Limit your social media usage.
So, tip number 2 bro, no? Use Pomodoro technique.
Yes. Did you apply this bro in med school and even now as you're preparing for the USMLE?
Actually bro, yung Pomodoro technique nalaman ko lang nung nung clerkship tsaka internship. Pero very useful siya, bro, eh. Sana nagamit ko siya. Siguro, bro, ang gist lang ng Pomodoro, 'di ba? Kailangan focus ka within 25 minutes and after 25 minutes, yung 5 minutes mo pwede mong ibigay sa Facebook, social media,
whatever.
Then pagkatapos nun, whatever na gusto mo, umihi ka, na uminom ka ng tubig. Kasi kunyari, bro, 'di ba, may exam ka. 1 hour. Na sobrang habang exam. Kaya kunya 15 minutes. Tatapusin mo na yung exam within 15 minutes kasi alam mo, yun yung allotted time mo eh.
Yes.
So, pag in-apply mo yun sa everyday life mo, kailangan within 25 minutes matapos ko siya na high yield na kailangan sobrang efficient ako.
Yeah,
tapos
exactly.
Yung 5 minutes, yung mga instant gratification. Kasi bro, diba, napakadaling i-gratify yung sarili mo eh ngayon. Isang click mo lang, ang saya ko na, nakita ko yung YouTube video.
Yeah.
Parang ganun, bro.
Pomodoro technique, it helps you with time management. At saka parang may feedback ka, no, na, oh, itong time na to, pang study lang to. Tas, sa break time mo, gawin mo lahat, and then, balik ka ulit. And aside from that, bro, it helps with your endurance in studying. Kasi pag isang
endurance, bro, mahabang term, bro.
1 hour kang nag-aaral, mahirap yun. You really have to stretch in between, no? So, short frequent breaks, that's the key to studying, no? And ito yung ina-apply sa Pomodoro technique. So, maganda siya. Actually, it's not just 25-5, bro. You can set naman depending on your ano. But the point is, you have longer work, longer na duration for work, and then meron kang short break in between. And then, after like 5 or 6 rounds, meron kang isang long break. No? Very,
yes,
very, ano to, it's very, very helpful. Ako, I really applied this in med school. Nagulat nga ako, hindi ko pa to nabanggit sa'yo, bro, in med school. Kasi ginagamit ko talaga to before. And it really helps me make efficient use of my time talaga. Kasi, yun nga, parang it gives structure sa pag-aaral mo. Kasi
parang nagkakaroon ng blocks eh.
Yeah. Alam mo, bro, minsan, alam mo yun, nag-aaral ka, tapos may maisip ka, oy, dapat ko palang linisin yung ganito, or dapat ko palang gawin to, or dapat ko palang gawin yung isang bagay na to, habang nag-aaral ka. And ang tendency is, tatayo ka, you do the thing
gagawin
that you want
agad,
to do, tapos babalik ka. But with Pomodoro, yung technique dapat gawin is, habang nag-aaral ka, tapos something pops in your head, sulat mo na lang sa side. Tapos, during your break time, that's the time that you do that activity. Kasi, hindi
yes,
rin
bro.
Maiiwasan
ano,
eh. Habang nag-aaral ka, there are really some random things that pop in your head. Hindi mo yun maiiwasan talaga.
Tama ka bro, no? Going back to my previous example, kunyari may exam ka for 30 minutes, sabihin mo, ay, gusto ko mag-Counter-Strike. Hindi naman, bro, agad ka pupunta ng computer shop no, during the exam.
Yeah, of course.
Para mag-Counter-Strike. So, ganun siguro, bro. Same sa Pomodoro technique. Dapat meron kang goal, 25 minutes. Ito lang babasahin ko. Ito lang. Pag may gusto kong gawin pa, ilalagay ko na lang sa papel para later on, pwede ko siyang gawin. Pero as of now, 25 minutes. Very, ano to, very sacred time to sa
yes,
ganitong
yes.
gawain lang.
Sacred time, pang-aral lang talaga. So, very, very efficient, very, very effective na technique.
At saka bro, pag medyo sanay ka na sa 25-5, parang ano, mayabang ka na eh. Ay, sanay na sa 25-5. Mag-ano na ako? 50, tsaka 10.
Yeah. So, yun nga, depende sa'yo, personal preference. Depende sa endurance mo, whatever floats your boat.
Ang Pomodoro technique, pag nakuha mo na yung groove ng Pomodoro, nakaka-addict din siya eh.
Yeah.
Nakaka-addict maging productive.
Yeah. True.
Pero
true,
once in a while, bro, nakakalimutan ko siyang gamitin. Yun ang problema ko.
Well, if you feel productive, baka hindi mo siya pwedeng kailangan all the time, no? Pero there are times talaga that you really need to focus, and that's the time that, you know, I use my Pomodoro timer in my phone. So yun, very effective, bro, no? Sana
yes,
ma-apply
bro.
Ng mga listeners natin yung Pomodoro. If
ilalagay ko bro yung link na ginagamit ko kasi ang ginagamit ko bro sa website.
Mm-hmm.
Pero
yeah.
Pwede ka naman
ang daming Pomodoro,
app.
Bro. They just have to Google it. Ang dami. Daming apps. Daming lahat. So, yun. So, let's go to our third technique, bro. What's your third technique, bro?
So, third technique, bro. Ito, napakaganda. Maintain good health. Diba bro, may ano, may kasabihan ka na ano. Yung, alam mo yung Latin na to eh, sound mind, sound body. Ano bang Latin na to?
Mens sana in corpore sano. So that's Latin for a sound mind in a healthy body. So very important talaga bro to maintain good health in medical school and beyond, no?
Tama bro, kasi bro, 'di ba, we are heavily driven by hormones. So if we exercise, bro, 'di ba, we release yung good hormones na we can use for focus. 'Di ba? If we have bad diet, poor sleep, no exercise, ang ma-release natin yung mga stress hormones. Ayaw natin 'yun, 'di ba? Pag na-release na yung stress hormones na ko, GG tayo. Mahirap mag-isip.
Yes, yes.
Parang gutom ka. Parang bad, yes. Parang bad trip ka bro eh, 'di ba? Pag na-release mo yung stress hormones, parang wala ka sa mood.
Yeah, and it will be very ironic bro, no, na as doctors, we are doctors tapos hindi tayo maka-maintain ng good health. We educate our patients regarding, you know, how to maintain good health tapos we ourselves hindi natin ma-apply sa sarili. So, it's hypocritical bro pag hindi natin 'to na-apply sa sarili natin. Kaya, it's very important talaga to maintain good health. And how do we maintain good health, bro?
Ayun, bro. Diba? Para sound yung body natin and sound mind, kailangan natin, ano, good mental health, good exercise, good sleep. Nako, malaking bagay talaga yung good sleep, bro. Kahit yung diet natin, okay. Pero yung sleep natin, the next day, bro, diba? Parang sira yung araw natin.
Yes. We should not sacrifice our health, mental health, physical health, emotional well-being. We should not sacrifice it for grades, no? Mas uunahin talaga natin yung health because, di ba, health is wealth. Pag wala tayong health, mahirapan din tayo in the long run. Siguro we'll get good grades now, but paano next year? Paano 2 years after, when 3 years after when you take the board exams, di ba? That's when anxiety kicks in. Nasisira yung mental health natin and it will be very hard to focus na. Kaya starting as early as first year, you should already maintain good health, physical and mental.
Tama bro, no? Very important, bro. So ano yung fourth natin, bro?
Okay, so our next tip is engage in non-med activities. Bakit ba, bro?
Kasi bro, 'di ba, yung ang ayaw natin bro sa med school or after med school or pre-med ay yung burnout. Parang if we do the same things for a long period of time, parang inevitable na bro yung ano eh, yung burnout. Kunyari ikaw bro, 'di ba? Hindi ka lang puro aral eh. Nakikita kita nag-jogging minsan. Minsan host ka pa sa AMSA. Minsan yes. Anday mo ginagawa rin bro, 'di ba? Pero in the end, ano ka, summa cum laude, di ba?
Tsaka nag-gym tayo,
so, yun, bro,
no?
Dati. Yes, diba? Bro, nag-gym
sa
tayo,
Power
diba?
7. Sa Power 7.
Shoutout kay Carlo. Owner ng Power 7. So, ayun. Kasi, bro, di ba, pag, parang, ano siya, related sa Parkinson law. Na kapag nag-alot ka ng maliit na oras sa isang bagay, mas nagagawa mo siya. Kasi alam mong may time limit, eh.
Yes.
So ikaw, exactly. kunyari bro, may event ka later on sa afternoon. Kunyari may event ka ng gabi sa AMSA, sa org na.
Mare, mag-host ako. Natin.
Mag-host ka. Ang gagawin mo after classes, gagawin mo na 'yung kailangang gawin, homework mo, activities, group work para after some time, after nung kunyari before nung event
before,
mo.
Yes.
Ready ka na.
Yes. Oo.
At the same time, tapos mo na yung mga assignment mo.
So, para siyang ano bro, no? Para siyang counterintuitive kasi sinabi natin engage in non-med activities. Eh, isipin mo, hindi ba to sagabal sa pag-aaral ko? Pero yun nga sinabi mo, if you have other things on your plate, parang tatapusin mo kaagad yung kailangan mong gawin, no? Prioritization also helps, no? Kasi alam mong may other activities ka pang gagawin. Whereas bro, kung wala kang other activities, kunwari, after school, wala ka namang ibang gagawin, so siguro hihiga ka muna, mag-Netflix ka muna, kasi alam mong wala ka namang ibang gagawin, mag-Facebook ka muna. Tapos, you will realize na hala, ang dami ko na palang oras na nasayang. And that's when you start cramming, di ba bro? Whereas, if you have other activities, no? Yun nga, yung sinabi mo sa Parkinson's Law na uunahin mo siyang at tatapusin mo talaga siya, bibigyan mo yung sarili mo ng deadline kasi alam mo, may other activities ka pa on your schedule. Di ba bro?
Sobrang agree ako bro. Ako naman bro, ang pagkakamali ko nung siguro first 3 years ko or buong med school ko, ang nasa isip ko bro, ano eh, med school lang. Wala nang hobbies. So, ayun bro, very big mistake sa akin yun. Kasi pag med school bro, sana meron yung hobby mo, tinutuloy mo pa. Diba bro, meron akong YouTube account na I post myself playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Buong med school ko bro, wala akong pinost. Kasi feeling ko, sayang sa oras eh.
Pero so, later buong med school bro, hindi ka nagpa-piano?
Nagpiano ako bro, nung once in a while, pero hindi ako nagpa-post. Kasi feeling din, ko, bro. Sayang sa oras.
Well, sabagay. So, yun nga, don't give up your hobbies, no? Don't give up your hobbies.
Yeah, don't give up your hobbies.
Siguro less time
bro,
lang, bro.
Napansin ko nga rin, bro. Napansin ko nung nag-AMSA ako nung third year, mas naging productive ako eh. Diba, kunyari, meron tayong mga bisita from Spain. Oh, nako, kailangan kong i-tour guide sa ano, sa Intramuros. Kailangan, gawin ko agad to. Kailangan mag-Duolingo muna ako para magpasikat ako sa mga bisita.
Oh, exactly. So, Parkinson's Law again, bro, no?
Tama, bro. And, ano, ang maganda dito, iwas burnout.
Yes, iwas burnout. Kasi, if you engage only in med-related activities or the same things, para kang ano eh, parang mauubos ka bro. Parang kakainin ka nung med school, mauubos ka talaga, tsaka wala nang matitira sa sarili mo. Kaya, yun nga.
Tsaka last time bro, may nabasa ako na parang ano siya eh, part siya ng biology natin. Kapag we do the same things, parang ang brain natin naghahanap ng bago. Kasi kung paulit lang, hindi siya mag-release ng dopamine.
Human nature din yun bro, no?
So, yes bro, human talaga. Nature bro. Oo, kailangan may bago, kailangan hindi yung paulit-ulit eh.
Yeah.
Kasi mula, oo, yun. Oh, pero pag matagal mo nang ginagawa na parang nagiging rote na siya, parang hindi ka na nag-iisip, hindi ka na happy.
Yes.
Pwedeng magsimula na yung burnout.
Burnout, anxiety, depression,
anxiety,
all the problems kick in bro, no? Kaya really, again, don't sacrifice your hobby. Siguro, spend less time doing them, pero don't give them up. Diba? So, engage in non-med activities. But again, i-assess mo rin yung sarili mo. Baka sobrahan ka na sa non-med activities, nag-sacrifice na yung grades mo, hindi rin pwede. So, balance
lang. Entire bro. Sabi ni Doc Mike, mag-counter-strike na lang ako.
balance lang talaga. Balance is key talaga in med school. And time management. So again, engage in non-med activities. Let's go to our fifth tip, bro.
Yes, bro. Ang fifth tip natin, bro, find a motivation. But more importantly, bro, no? Lagi mo binabanggit.
Find a motivation, but more importantly, build self-discipline.
Ano bang difference, bro? Diba bro, lagi binabanggit sa atin nung med school, kailangan ano kayo, lagi kayong motivated. Parang, why do you want to go to med school? To help people, ganun. Kailangan daw motivated bro. Anong problem bro sa, ano, sa motivation? Anong problema dun? Pag yun ang mindset natin.
Okay, so, in my opinion, hindi ako sure if ito talaga yung meaning ng motivation bro ha? But for me kasi, motivation is based on feelings and emotions. Parang, it's, para siyang a driving force for somebody to do something that is based on your feelings or emotion. Kasi hindi naman everyday motivated tayo bro, di ba? Napansin mo ba, pag malungkot tayo, pag medyo matamla yung katawan natin, parang hindi tayo motivated. Bro, gets mo ba yun? So for me,
yes,
that's
bro,
motivation.
Yes,
on the other hand, self-discipline, parang ganun din. Parang the driving force to do something or to take action. But with self-discipline, hindi factor yung emotion mo. Okay? So regardless of whatever emotion you're feeling, you will still take action. Gagawin mo pa rin yung dapat mong gawin. So for me, that's self-discipline. Whereas motivation, nagde-depend siya sa emotion mo, sa mood mo, sa feelings mo. But yung self-discipline, whatever your feeling, bro, whatever your mood is, gagawin mo pa rin. So of course, important din, bro, na may motivation tayo, di ba? Motivation to do something, to finish med school, to become a doctor. But I think it's more important to have self-discipline talaga. Kasi hindi naman everyday motivated tayo, bro. Pero everyday, yes, may dapat tayong gawin.
Actually, bro, agree ako dyan eh. Diba yung speaking of motivation, diba? Ano tayo, bro? Hormonal tayo. Hindi naman tayo palaging ano eh. Hindi tayo palaging masaya. Hindi tayo palaging pumped up to work.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nagbabago yung hormones natin eh. Parang siyang wave eh. Hindi naman siya yung flat line na, diba? Hindi siya ganun
agree, yes.
So, sa case ko, bro, ang rule sa sarili ko, everyday kahit anong mangyari, mag-aangki ako. Kahit malungkot ako, kahit sobrang pagod na ako, I make sure na sumasagot ako ng angki and tatapusin ko. Yun lang ano ko, bro. Yun ang self-discipline ko, bro, na in-apply
ko. That is self-discipline, bro. Whatever your feeling is, nag-aangki ka pa rin, nag-aaral ka pa rin, that is self-discipline. Kaya mas importante talaga yung discipline over motivation. Although I believe that you should have both.
Kumbaga, if we are going to rephrase this, ano, tip number 5, para siyang ano eh, yung trust the process versus goal.
Yeah.
Diba bro, meron kang ano, meron kang episode about goals?
Yeah. That Don't you should focus not focus on goals. Exactly. Kasi yung motivation mo, well, sort of, parang ganito yung analogy. Yung goal mo is your motivation. But yung proseso, that's where discipline plays its part. Kasi to get to your goal, you really have to have self-discipline to, you know, to take action. Okay? Because your actions, that will all lead to your goals. Kaya mas importante
parang
talaga
si,
yung discipline.
Parang si Pac-Man, bro, diba? Meron siyang goal, pero mas importante yung training niya, bro, diba? Napaka-rigorous yung training niya, yung diet niya, yung sparring niya. Hindi naman siya, ang training naman, hindi yung ano eh, gusto ko maging champion, yun na yun, nalaban na ako. Hindi ganun, bro eh.
When it
you
comes
build
to...
muscle, you build habits, you eat right, you train hard. Siguro yung goal, bro, no, 1% lang, tapos 99%. Parang si ano, Thomas Edison, diba? 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration.
Yeah, agree. Totally agree. 100%, 101%. Like, si Heidelin Diaz siguro, nandun siya, she accepted the gold medal. Yun lang yung nakikita natin eh, the achievement, bro. Nandun siya, gold medalist, but hindi natin nakikita is the process
behind.
Yung
behind the scenes.
Yes,
the
yung
process,
training, yung hirap, gaano yun katagal. So, few minutes lang siya dun na nakikita natin, but you know, the process that led her to becoming a gold medalist in the Olympics, sobrang
yun yung mas important.
Nun. Yun yung mas importante. And that's how siguro great men and women are created, no?
Super agree ako dyan, bro.
So, that's why, again, self-discipline talaga over motivation. If I were to pick between the two, mas pipiliin ko si self-discipline. But then again, you should have motivation as well. Diba, bro? So, recap nga natin yung 5 tips natin. Number 1 is limit your social media usage. 2 is use Pomodoro technique. 3 is maintain good health. 4 is engage in non-med activities. And 5 is find a motivation, but more importantly, build self-discipline.
Tama, bro. Siguro, bro, ako, kung sasummarize ko sa 2 words lang, yung episode na to. Self-awareness and habits. Yun lang.
Yeah.
Ikaw, bro.
Ako, I cannot summarize, no, but if I were to pick 1 among the 5, yung top 1 ko, it's really to build self-discipline because pag meron kang self-discipline, the rest will follow talaga.
Actually, so, bro, tama yan. Diba? Eh. Kasi kung, actually, bro, yung ginagawa natin sa araw-araw, bro, I think 80% is autopilot. So if we build discipline, bro, yung autopilot natin, ang ganda ng lipad natin. Pero if we build on the bad habits, yung maling discipline, yung autopilot natin, hindi maganda. Maling direction, bro.
Exactly. So, that's more on habits, no? If you build good habits. So, kaya, it's also important to build good habits kasi nga, autopilot yung takbo ng buhay natin, majority of it. So, if yung habits mo maganda, edi, maganda, 80% ng takbo ng araw mo is effective din, di ba? Productive. Parang ganun ba yung ibig mo sabihin, bro?
Yes, bro. Yes, bro.
So, yun, bro, no? I hope our listeners learned from our 5 tips, no? And I hope they can apply this as early as first year or even pre-med, no?
Pre-med, kasi, yes, bro.
If they start early with these tips, especially self-discipline, then they can carry this on up to med school, up to residency, up to and beyond, no? So, very important.
Magiging ano sila, Adrian Tevez sila nun. Suma and top-notcher.
So, you know, I hope they, our listeners learned a lot. And please follow us on Facebook, like our page. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel also. And if you have any reactions, if you have suggestions for topics that we should discuss dito sa podcast, you can always email us at thebetterpillpodcast@gmail.com or you can message us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, The Better Pill Podcast. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, this has been Adrian.
And this has been Mike. Catch us again next week for your refill prescription of
The Better Pill.